For romance to thrive, you need to protect your privacy and establish proper boundaries with your parents.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.
This is Dr. Ellen Kenner, clinical psychologist, taking your calls right now. Do you have a question on romance, work, parenting, leisure activities, any personal issue? Call me now, toll free, at 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's 1-877-DR-KENNER.
And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can call me and ask any questions that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity maybe to get some different direction in your life, maybe to get one of those light bulbs going off or those aha moments. I see something a little bit differently that could change the way I think, which could change the way I feel and act, and maybe make your life a little brighter at work or at home or with your kids or with a partner, or maybe it's with a friend that you're having some difficulty with. You can jot down my number again. It's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, and you can also visit my website, something else to write down, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. There's a book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke on romance, and also there are articles I've written and books that I recommend, and you can always listen to this show or another podcast if you'd like. We have many podcasts available. Here is a question I received from Jeanette. Hi, Dr. Kenner. My husband, Frank, is 37 years old, and we've been married for 2 years. Although he has a degree in graphics design, he spends most of his time watching TV. He's been smoking pot since he was 15 years old. When we met, he was smoking excessively in the mornings, noon and evenings, and even nighttime. I forced him to quit. He did it for me. Now he rarely smokes. But I've noticed that he fears working, a kind of social phobia. He has not had a regular job in years. He does gig jobs, selling some graphic art, and earns a small amount. He doesn't seem to care because his mother pays for his rent, his insurance, his electricity, his gas, etc. They share an account, and he withdraws whatever money he needs. He doesn't like feeling dependent on his mother, but he does nothing to change this. He just sits and watches TV all the time. He refuses to limit his TV watching, and he rarely completes any projects or daily errands. He does nothing for himself. He does run a few errands, and he cooks for me and his mom, and he's willing to do that, but when it comes to himself, nothing. He has no passion for anything, no future plans. I do not want to have a child with him. How can I help him? I would be very appreciative if you could give me some advice or guide me. Thank you, Jeanette. Jeanette, I think you're guiding yourself. I think by putting these thoughts down and having a moment to reflect on them, you are making a decision. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I want this to be the father of my child. I don't know if this is working as a partnership. It certainly is not working. You could not call this romantic love. And certainly, you do not have to be imprisoned in a bad relationship, in one that's not working for you. So the question you're asking, how to help him, and I will give a few tips in a moment on social phobia, but what's even more important than that, Jeanette, is focusing on yourself. Don't make Frank's mistake. He's 37 years old. He's got a degree, and he's living off of his mother, and he's doing nothing to change it. He's got a purposeless life, and you are exactly right. You nailed the main issue on the head when you say he does nothing for himself. He is not valuing himself, and it's too bad because it affects you too, and that's not fair. So you cannot force his mind. For whatever reason, he did listen to you and he quit smoking pot. But notice he's not listening to you anymore. He's watching TV all the time, and he won't limit it. And you don't want to put yourself in the role of being a nag, of being someone that says, come on, turn off the TV, get to work. That's not a lifestyle that I certainly would enjoy, and I'm certain you wouldn't either, because you're writing this. You're writing to me. You're reaching out. So he may be in a dependency trap. He may have a passionless life. You don't have to have that. You want to figure out a way to first talk with him, see if things are workable, see if he'd go to therapy, see if he would get the help. If he just laughs at you or says, no way, Jose, and if he, even though he doesn't like being dependent on his mom, if he just says, too bad, then what can you do? You could recommend a book. Maybe he's too embarrassed to go to therapy. There are books, and I'm sitting with one right here that says 10 Simple Solutions to Shyness, How to Overcome Shyness, Social Anxiety, and Fear of Public Speaking. Well, his, if you think it's some anxiety, he certainly could change the way he thinks. He could work on some cognitive therapy skills. I would certainly recommend cognitive therapy. He could change how to deal with rejection. He could learn how to develop goals. But at the age of 37, there's some other mystery. There's some story behind why he's throwing away his life. You know, it could be partly just habit. He's gotten into this rut and doesn't know how to get out of it, doesn't know how to value himself, or maybe feels too guilty to value himself since he's 37 years old and isn't living independently. So he can learn skills. There are many books. That's just one little sampler, but he could get that help. More importantly, you're reaching out. You want ideas. You want ideas on how to move on. So one of the things you can do for yourself is get some therapy for yourself, even if it's individual therapy. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, and Jeanette, you can look up academyofct.org. That's academyofcognitivetherapy.org, and find a therapist in your neck of the woods. And then you can also get the book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke. In the appendix, we talk about how to part ways if you cease being soulmates. And, you know, you have to go over all of the reasons that you're considering. Maybe I don't want a child with him. Maybe I want to leave the relationship. You want to give yourself time to really process those thoughts privately, not with him. This is, you know, you can go to a coffee shop and write and then throw away the papers if you think he'll find them. But you want to be able to process your thoughts. Then you want to be able to process, hey, what's keeping me here? Maybe you've got all family ties. Maybe you're financially tied to the mother also. And maybe you feel afraid of being alone, or maybe there's some nostalgia when you first met 2 years ago. It was good. It's not a long-term marriage, though. So you have a right to part ways. You want to do it thoughtfully. And there are some very good books. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, and look up those books. The book that I've written with Dr. Ed Locke talks about how to value yourself in a relationship and to cherish the other partner, assuming that the other partner is lovable. And it has we talk about conflict resolution. We talk about making yourself lovable. We talk about what it takes to keep a partnership going over the years. And again, as I said in the appendix, we talk about how to part ways. So that book, and we also talk about intimacy, sex, of course. That book is excellent. You can get that at Amazon.com. It's got a provocative title, The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. You can pick up the phone and call me now. Toll free 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
A romantic relationship should not be sacrificed on the altar of children. A note to a love columnist reported that 5 husbands among a circle of friends got divorced, all for the same reason. With each succeeding child, the husbands became increasingly less important to their wives until they felt totally abandoned. The husbands eventually turned to other women who treated them as important. The wives, ironically, had no idea why their marriages ended. One problem was obviously the breakdown in communication, but the core problem was that the husbands were no longer their wives' highest values.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.